When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, we're at the Rathskeller tonight on campus for the Hurricane Hotline. Beautiful, just a glorious evening here. You got the spectacular reflection off the lake right now. Do you feel like you're back home?
I do.
Huh?
I do. This is my home. This is my home away from home.
Homecoming week is big for you.
I'll be right across, on Friday night watching the boat burning and the fireworks, and while these guys are at the hotel. I don't think Purcell and I have missed one of these in, I don't know, 20 years, I guess.
All right. Andres Borregales is with us, and I mentioned everybody contributed to the win the other night. You can't win that game if you don't kick a field goal in overtime. You don't kick a field goal to tie the game. Those weren't chip shots.
No, and look, think about this. Everybody's allowed a little bit of a miss here or there, you know, right? Andres is going to go out there and be perfect every time.
Let me tell you what kickers are like. Let me tell you what kickers are like, Andres. Like broadcasters, you got to hit the bullseye.
Yep.
From whatever distance. Mm-hmm. All right. So
once they call your name, you just got to go out there.
Yeah. When you call a game, you got to hit the bullseye. Yep. Nobody knows where you're calling it from. You just better call it. Mm-hmm. Hit the bullseye. Right. Different distances. That's what you have to do.
Yes, sir.
Hit the bullseye. Right.
It's pretty much how it is. I mean, once you hear your name get called, that's kind of what you look for. You don't get your name called that many times during the game. So once you hear your name, that's when you're like, you get a little excited naturally. But it's just fun just going out there and just doing what I do.
I want to know, pregame, you go out, you check the wind, you check the field conditions, you do all of that. Then does the negotiation begin on how far you think? What's the communication on what your distance is at that stadium? Like when we were at Temple, I'm sure it's different than when you're at Hard Rock and vice versa, right?
It usually depends on how I kick during my warm-up.
Okay.
So I usually tend to just always just keep pushing it until I get to a point where I'm like, all right, maybe the wind is affecting it a little too much at this distance. Like, for example, Temple game, that was
crazy.
That was a hurricane.
Like, I can't even explain it. Even the 39-yarder I hit that game, like, I wasn't even aiming inside the post, and it went down the middle. So I was like this wind is crazy. And that was my first time playing in wind so strong. So it was like a first time for me, but I feel like I kind of just adapted to it and did what I do.
So what's your distance?
It was probably like 28-yard line.
Okay, so would that be 45?
It'd be like around there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For that game, that was your long is 50 this year. I heard I was listening to Mike Krzyzewski talk the other day, Coach K. You know who Coach K is, right?
Yep.
Former Duke coach. He does a radio show, and he was talking about a wide variety of subjects. And they asked him, what about kickers in football? How would you coach a kicker in football? And he said, he watched a lot of NFL games. He said, I wouldn't talk to him. said I wouldn't talk to him. I said I'd have to find a kicking whisperer. So who talks to you?
Myself.
That's a great answer.
You know, it's
great answer.
I like to say kicking is more mental. Like I usually put it as 90% mental, 10% physical. Because, like, for example, like the 54-yarder that I missed this year, I've hit that ball many times in my life and just obviously just hit a little wrong and then obviously went a little wide right. And it's those little things that it might be just, like, something in your mind just wasn't in line with everything else. But at the same time, you have to manage the pressure and just make sure that everyone in front of you, okay, the line, snapper, holder, is doing their job so you can do your job. So it's a lot to take in, and for me, in 1.22 seconds. So
when do you know if you made it or you missed it, whether it's at practice or in a game? Like, is there a point on contact, or is it in the follow-through, or assuming everything in the operation goes right?
As soon as I kick it.
The second you connect.
Yeah, the second I connect, I kind of just know. Now, obviously, if there's a little wind, I kind of hesitate a little bit, watch it, and then
a little body English.
Yeah. But once I see that it's just staying straight and inside the post, I kind of just relax a little bit and let the tension kind of leave a little bit.
Do you have to remind yourself, you're on a good run right now, so you have to remind yourself, don't be complacent that, okay, whatever's happened in the past, these are new kicks coming up. Every kick, I would think, I'm not a kicker, but I would think it's like hitting golf, a golf shot. Every kick or every golf shot is separate. So if you too casual, if I've hit 10 golf shots in a row that are good and I'm casual on number 11, I'm going to put it in the lake. Mm-hmm. You have to remind yourself you can't be casual.
That's more of like a subconscious thing. Yeah. You kind of go in there thinking every kick is like a game-winning kick. Mm-hmm. There isn't a less important kick than another one. They're all very important, no matter the score, no matter how the game's going. Like for kickers, every kick is the same. So it's like you kind of just go in there with a mindset like, you make it, you go on to another round, mm-hmm. essentially, and if you miss, you're out. That's kind of how I think of it.
So the operation is very, very important, and it starts with the snap. Mason Napper the snapper. Yep. That's not a joke. I mean, that's the real deal.
Yep.
And then you've got Will Hutchinson, who is your holder. How many times do you think in a day or a practice, let's just say, that it's the snap to the holder, and then they incorporate in the kicker? Because they snap. They do that operation more than you're involved. Or is it always you three together?
Usually I'll be warming up, and then they'll have their warm-up.
Little session.
Yeah, so I would say in a normal practice, around 40, 50
snaps. That's about right.
And then obviously in a game, that spikes a lot. Because you have to just always stay ready, no matter what happens. Like, well, for me, it's like once we start getting close to the 50-yard line, like I'm already starting to warm up just in case I have to hit a long one.
Do they come to you, or do you go to them as far as the warm-up and the operation, or is everybody just kind of on the same page?
We're kind of just on the same page. Like, as soon as I'm done warming up, they look at me, they're like, you good? And I'm like, no, we just start. So.
Okay. All right.
How about kicking at Hard Rock Stadium? You know, before the roof, kicking a Hard Rock, if you kicked on the east side, was different than kicking toward the west. I don't know. I think it has something to do with the doors being open or something. Now they got the roof. You didn't kick there prior to the roof, right? So what's it like kicking at Hard Rock?
I love it, yeah. Honestly.
The wind tricky at all? It was tricky before, but maybe not now because it's...
For me, I feel like it's not really that tricky. Maybe the view behind the goalposts does kind of... Yeah. Mess with your eyes a little bit if you've never played there before, obviously. But for the most part, it's kind of the same both ways. But I feel like just it does seem a little further than it actually is just because the posts are a lot higher since they are. I know, like, some NFL stadiums, like, for example, Hard Rock, like, they have the goalposts a little higher than traditional college stadiums. So that may affect, like, your eyesight a little bit and make you think, like, you're hitting a bad ball when you're really not.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk superstitions. As a former long snapper, I had mine, and I know the holder had his, and mm-hmm. the punter has his, and the kickers have theirs. Is there anything you want to discuss about that, or about maybe somebody else's? If you, what are some of the crazy superstitions you've heard of on special teams?
So I'm gonna start with me first, and then I'll go down the line. For me, it's honestly eye black, sleeve, towel. I always have to just have that on, just when I go out there to start the game. It's kind of like, once, like, for me, once I put the eye black on, it's kind of like, all right, like,
game time.
Yeah. And also, just before I, like, as I'm running out to either hit a extra point or a field goal, I always just do a little prayer and then just kiss my hands, put them up, just to know that God is leading the way. Now for Will Hutchinson, he likes to grab a ball and gets a towel over it and just rubs the ball, kind of just get, like, the stickiness on his fingers and make sure his fingers are warm.
It's a good idea, actually.
It's been working.
It's a great idea.
I'm not going to change that for him. And then for Mason, he doesn't like anyone touching his hands when we're about to, like, when we're getting close to snap or anything, because he likes his hands extra dry.
Okay, I understand.
So it's like, let's say you're going to give him like a high five, fist bump. He's like, nah, he'll give you your elbow. So it's okay. Like, I changed it. I was like, dude, just give me a headbutt or something.
Still enjoy Scott any? We haven't brought up the punter. We haven't brought it.
He's just there. He's just living life.
See, like Lou, did he and Lou have a lot of in common? Are they similar personalities?
They're kind of similar. Yeah. I would say that. I feel like Lou is a little more outgoing.
Okay.
But Dylan is pretty much the
but
same
Lou was
way.
Like 30, so it might have had to do something with his age, right?
I mean, maybe.
I got news for you. The Virginia punter's 34.
Yeah, well.
He's the oldest guy in college football.
Yeah.
We have no superstitions in our broadcast booth.
Oh, my God. He's the worst. he would have been a kicker. I just want you to know.
I mean.
Or a holder, or a snapper, all three.
But, I can teach him how to kick.
Yeah. You cannot. If you come in our booth and you score a touchdown, then you can't leave. You have to stay in the same spot.
But the only one I've ever seen leave was actually he won't let anybody leave. No. I'll take that back.
If it works, it works. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
I can't help it. It's
if
the way
it works,
the stars
don't change
are aligned. It's the universe.
They understand the rules when they come in the door.
You mess with the universe. What are you going to do?
That's mm-hmm. right.
All right, Andy. Great job. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate
you.
Tremendous job, Andy Borregalis. We got a game on Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. We'll be on the air at 11:30. So thank you to Cameron Gorby for all the guests here tonight. Dan Radakovich, Coach L. We had Ruben Bain. We had Colby Young. We had Xavier Restrepo. We had Francis Mauinoa. We got everybody.
Had everybody. Great
thank
group.
Thank you to the Rathskeller.
Great representatives.
Steph the Specialist, our engineer. Danny Garcia, our producer. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back. We have Hurricane Rewind tomorrow. Tomorrow, Hurricane Rewind at 6 o'clock, you'll hear Mario Cristobal's show. That will come your way. Normally, Coach Cristobal on the hotline, Coach Cristobal's show tomorrow on Hurricane Rewind between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Have a very pleasant good evening.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find?
Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.